Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week on First Date with Lauren Compton.
You know, these girls are like, well, I never, and they're clenching their pearls. Get out of here. You're gonna put my balls in your mouth, but you can't hear a zinger? Shit goes up into the air.
It's true. No, sir.
Sorry.
Excuse you. I just got this dress today.
Oh, it's a caper.
I've never worn yellow before on the show.
I didn't even notice it was yellow.
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
Yeah. Welcome back to another episode of First Date with me as your host, Lauren Compton. My guest today, you might know him from his podcast, Tuesdays with Stories, or We Might Be Drunk, or his Netflix special, Soup to Nuts. You can also catch him on his You Don't Say tour right now.
Wow. Well done. That
Mark
was great.
Mark Norman.
Hey, comedy. Uh-oh.
We got a leaf in your way. It's like all those right. Old, like what you would see in Egypt where fan you.
Yes, the big gay king getting fanned by his sexy boys.
Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but I have this menu here. This is how this works. I have some appetizer questions, some main course questions, and a dessert question.
Are we going to eat anything?
Just eating.
Yeah. Well, give me a napkin because I'm going deep. Give me a spoon.
We're going to start off with some appetizer questions. Where do you live, typically?
I live in the West Village of Manhattan.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
How long have you lived there?
Boy, it's been like 10 years now.
Yeah?
Living the dream. I always wanted to live in Greenwich Village, and I finally made it.
But also, before, do you need a safe word? Is there anything I should...
Ooh.
Do you want to give me a safe word here?
Just say queef.
Queef.
Yes.
Okay. You said say it, I said it.
All right. But I don't think, I've never used mine before.
Me neither.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's not what I heard.
What'd you hear?
I heard yours was the N-word. All right.
Could you imagine? You can't cancel me on my own show.
No. Sorry, I was listening to Morgan Wallen earlier. I got all fired up.
So I know this is our first date, but on a typical first date, would you bring a girl flowers?
Oh, no. I thought flowers were just when you go to the cemetery or fuck up. You know, that's for like a screw up. Like a sorry.
Really?
Yeah. First date? Really?
What about a second date? When do you bring a girl flowers besides the day she dies?
Yeah, the death or if I, you know, get caught doing something bad.
Naughty,
or whatever.
Yeah. So then do you ever, you just bring diamond bracelets or?
Oh. Well, I was told never to buy jewelry because I don't know what to buy, so I would just waste money.
Mm.
So I never have done the jewelry thing. I'll get like a gift card to Beers or something. Is that right? To Beers?
Beers?
The jewelry.
The jeweler.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were talking about like a liquor store.
Oh,
I'm like,
no. No. To Beers. Or Kales, Zales.
Kales?
K-
Zales.
K.
K Jewelers.
There we go. All right, I'm learning.
We're moving on with this question.
Every kiss begins with
K.
Gay. All right.
So what's
Sorry.
Your what's
the
your
cleavage
move?
Is distracting. Just looking forward here. Facing Mecca.
But you've put the sunglasses on so I can't see when you look.
That's the point, sister. What are you doing with this dress? Come on.
I just got this dress today.
Oh, it's a caper.
I've never worn yellow before on the show.
I didn't even notice it was yellow.
Let's say that you have a dating bio on Tinder.
Uh-huh.
What is the first line in your profile? How do you sell yourself?
Well, I would always just come out with it and say, sorry, I'm not 6 foot. Because I just wanted to get it out of the way. Because that's every woman's looking for that 6 footer up. And I'm 5'10". And I just came clean immediately.
Have you ever lied about it and told a girl you were 6 foot?
No, never.
You just always owned it?
Because you gals, you can pinpoint that shit. You have some weird radar in your head that knows 6 foot or under. So I didn't want to lie about it. The penis size, big lie. Because that I can hide till later. It's dark. She's, chloroformed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, who's the one? The
Cosby.
Cosby.
Hey, I love his later work.
Do you have a celebrity crush?
Oh, geez. Boy, that's a tough one. Well, it was Betty White, but she's gone.
Aww.
I know. I love an old bag. celebrity crush. Well, that Honey Boo Boo was all right. No, I'm kidding. I guess not. Maybe Timothy Chalamet. He's a hot little twink. I'd like to lick his pooper. No, I don't know. I never really thought about it. Celebrity crush. I used to love Sarah Jessica Parker. I like a big old
horse head.
There you go. I didn't want to say it, but yeah.
Yeah. So that was your celebrity crush.
Like a big honker.
No, you don't.
I do. I love a honk.
Are you Jewish?
I wish. All my heroes are.
Well, I see a wedding ring on your finger.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. She's a goy as well. Not a Jew, the lady.
Yeah.
She'll be watching this.
How long have you been married?
6 months.
Okay.
I'd say, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going great. Seeing her tomorrow. What I do is I'm a big note guy. I write notes.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Women love a note.
What kind of notes?
You know, suicide. No. if she's out, I'll have a note hidden in the house.
Uh-huh.
So like she works on her laptop, you know, from home, and I'll put a note in there, close it. That's always a hit.
So what's your idea of a perfect first date?
Ooh, boy, that's tough. Now this is a stretch, you're not gonna like it, but I think good first date, laser tag. No, I'm kidding. I think
actually we were onto something there.
Oh, you like that?
I was into it.
Okay, well I was serious and then I pulled back.
No.
All right.
Look, you're 5'10", you like laser tag, okay?
I'm a... But I do think an underrated date, because a date is like New Year's, where everybody blows it up and they go too hard. You know, you gotta keep it cash. I think a good first date, grocery store.
Oh, that is a good one.
Because you can walk around, you walk and talk, and you go, what are you getting? What do you bring home? What are the staples? What do you have to have? And now you got a little dialogue going about each thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you never run out of stuff to talk about.
That's a pretty good idea.
It's worked every time.
And then she has to cook it.
Yeah, the woman in the kitchen, obviously. Barefoot, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and then you go to a bar after.
Let's... Why a bar after?
Wow, we're alcoholics at the end of the day. We're having this, aren't we?
We are. And you have two drinks.
I got a vodka soda from Cliff, or whatever his name is.
Josh.
And I didn't know he could make a martini, and this thing is banging.
That martini, this is the best martini in Austin.
Very good.
Every time I walk in here, Josh is like, would you like a martini? And I'm like... Yes. Please.
Oh, yeah. Make it two,
baby.
That's
why these are my merch glasses. This is a first date. It says first date on there.
What? Where?
Does yours say first date?
No.
Oh, you got the mock-up. This
Ouch.
One says first date.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Nice. Get some merch, folks.
Yeah, that was a nice plug.
Butt plug.
You can get it at store.ymhstudios.com.
There you go.
So we're going to move on to some main course questions.
All right.
Let's get a little deeper.
Bring it on.
How do you feel about sharing a toothbrush with your significant other?
I don't love it.
No?
No, no. Well, here's the problem. I read some stat that when you flush a toilet, all the shit goes up into the air.
It's true. No, sir.
Sorry.
Excuse you.
A little
that is inappropriate.
A little semen.
That is a red fucking flag.
Oh, sorry. Well, I'm married. I'm good.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, all right. Well, I've been farting as well. I just kept them quiet. But yeah, what happened to your knee, by the way?
I was an elite gymnast and I broke my knee. I tore my ACL, MCL, Whoa. PCL, meniscus.
Whoa, yeah. That's a doozy of a scar.
I'm a badass.
Yeah, can we get a close-up on that knee?
I did it three times. I'm not wearing panties. I can't lift my leg.
Jesus, come on now. This is a family show.
No, it's not.
All right, it's funny because I am wearing panties, so that's a weird twist. What was I talking about?
We were talking about a toothbrush, all the shit goes up in the air.
So she leaves hers out in like a little cup, and I have mine tucked away in the medicine cabinet. So I don't want her, I don't want to use hers because it's covered in horse shit.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's a little intimate.
Yeah. That's fair. How soon into dating someone do you typically say I love you?
Well, it depends on the person. Some people you just can't stand.
What's the fastest you've ever said it? And meant it.
I try to not say, some people throw that around too loosey-goosey. I think they want to be in love, so they say it. So I go maybe like 8-9 months, a year.
Wow.
Because they got to keep it real.
Yeah.
You don't want to just be throwing that around. I know people who say I love you, and then they secretly hate each other. But yeah. That's just part of what they do, because it's like a little Band-Aid they put on.
What do you do if someone tells you that they love you and you're not sure yet?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm pretty good at dodging it. I do some real jujitsu, like, get out of here, you whore.
And how does that usually go over?
Well, I think it's better to be honest than to just say it back, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta keep it real. You don't want to just throw that award. That's an important thing to say, and you can't just be willy-nilly with it. Right, Kaepernick?
Did he tear his ACL?
Well, he had the knee.
Oh.
He got the scar on the knee. I figured his knees are a little banged up as well.
Yeah. My booth is going nuts over there.
It's a hell of a booth.
It is a hell of a booth. I don't know what I would do without them.
John Wilkes Booth.
What is a deal breaker?
Sorry.
What's a deal breaker? A deal breaker for you. What is a deal breaker?
I got a couple deal breakers. One, a girl who's easily offended. Like, you're fun. We've been making some wacky jokes, some off-color remarks, and you're hanging in there, and you're making some yourself. But, you know, these girls are like, well, I never, and they're clenching their pearls. Get out of here. You're gonna put my balls in your mouth, but you can't hear a zinger? Doesn't make sense. That's so stupid. And then two, I don't, man or woman, I could never be with the constant complainy person, you know, like you when you're at a party and you got to go up to your friends, you go, I got to leave. And they're like, what do you mean? We just got here. Like, she's hungry. We got to leave. I got to leave.
Yeah.
You know? Or she's cold or she's tired. We got to leave, you know. So I can't hang. I like a lady who can rally.
Yeah. Someone that you can like have some good banter with.
Yeah. Good banter.
Be yourself.
Be yourself. Hang out. Low maintenance. That's nice.
What is the biggest turn on for you?
Oh, I love when he can hit her. No. biggest turn on, I think, is funny. I love funny. Whether it's being funny or understanding humor, like getting all the jokes, sometimes a subtlety will go over a person's head. So that's a great turn on. And then I like outspoken, like aggressive. Like if a girl's like, you want to just get out of here and go fuck? That's the best. I don't know why more women don't do that.
Probably because they're afraid to get fucked and ditched.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that bad to do?
Well, it depends. I mean, if a girl really likes a guy, she doesn't want that to happen.
Right, right. Well, then you got to be cooler.
But then you just give her more alcohol.
No.
No.
You don't want to be that guy.
That's right.
But yeah, I think it doesn't have to just be sexually direct. It can be everything direct.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on like hygiene, like armpit hair, leg hair, like if a girl doesn't keep up with all of that?
I don't mind a bush, like a somewhat of a bush gore, but.
Bush. Al Gore.
Hey, there you
got
go.
Got it. Okay.
All right.
Now I'm with you.
That's an old reference.
Got it. Bush Gore.
Herbert Walker. Yeah. I don't mind too much of a bush, but the armpit's a tough one. I guess I'm old school. I don't know. And a little leg hair, I'm okay. You know, if a gal misses a day, look at me. I haven't shaved today. So, like, a little leg hair, I get it. But the armpit's a tough one. I don't know why. That one irks me.
It does irk me, too.
Okay.
I was working out the other day, and I saw a girl do, like, this yoga pose like this, and I could see, like, hair. Like,
yeah.
Not even just stubble. Like, it was, like full-on, like,
length.
She didn't shave.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's tough.
And I was like, whoa!
Yeah, I'm with you.
Well, that was hard for me.
I think, you know, armpit hair on a lady is like makeup on a guy. Like, if you saw a guy with lipstick on, you'd be like, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's, you know, and as progressive as you want to be, I think most ladies would be like, this guy's wearing makeup? What are we doing here?
Yeah. It's not attractive to females.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel.
Imagine that your wife's sister is hitting on you.
Whoa, I should be so lucky.
Whoa.
No, I'm just kidding.
What do you do in that situation?
Well, I think you got to do the right thing, you know, and shoot for the threesome. No. No, that's crazy. That's never going to work out. Even if you get that moment of that one night of bliss, it's still going to come haunt you in the ass.
Yeah.
So I think you push back and you fuck her brother. No.
How long into a relationship do you wait before doing a number two at the girl's
chest?
Even at your...
Oh, I see.
Pooping at her apartment.
Oh, at her apartment?
Or your apartment. How? I mean, I guess let's do it at her apartment because you're too comfortable at yours.
Right.
Let's say that you're at her place.
Her place, that's going to be a little longer. I'd say 6 months.
Yeah.
Also, check the TP situation. Because I've had a few emergencies where I had to go at her place, and I'm a real wiper. I mean, I like to use a whole Charmin.
Really?
I'm like the bears in the commercial.
And you need the wipes.
I got to get the wipes and the bidet.
I love a bidet.
I know. They're the best.
I could sit on that thing all day long.
Oh, send me the video. But, yeah, the toilet paper, I shit once at a girlfriend's house years ago in, like, college, and I just... pulled the roll and it ran out and I had like two squares and this was a real situation.
Shit.
Yeah, so the bath towel was ruined. I threw that out the window.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you did.
Had to happen. It was right before, you know, naughty time, so I couldn't be rough back there.
Yeah. What is your biggest kink?
Biggest kink. I know, it's weird to say. I feel like the balls get neglected. So if a gal goes, I think balls are so gross that if your lady works them, it's like, wow, she really likes me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Where were you at on the sack?
Where am I at with
Yeah,
that?
What are you, is it horrifying? Is it a bummer?
I know, as long as, like, I have a weird thing where if you're clean, like fresh out of the shower, I'm pretty down for anything.
Whoa.
But if, like, you've been working all day, I'll probably just kiss you.
Really?
I don't like a smell.
The ball sack has an odd scent.
It's got a funk. Scrote smell.
Scrote smell. There you go.
But if you're clean, I could go for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now you probably like a nice uppity basket. You don't want
the old
dangles.
That they dangle, the easier it is to put in your mouth.
Whoa!
Just suck them right in. You know, like a little chipmunk.
We gotta take a break. No. Jeez Louise.
Well, how much sex is too much sex?
Well, I'm getting older, you know. I'm late 30s here. So I think twice a night is good.
Have you ever had any addictions?
No. I mean, I'm probably an alcoholic, I guess. But and I am addicted to comedy.
Oh, well, aren't we all?
Yeah, but no real drugs or porn or anything.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do you get jealous easily?
Yeah, I get jealous of people's attention. Like, oh man, they're really paying attention to that guy. I got to step it up.
Yeah, be in the limelight.
A little bit, yeah.
Are you a workaholic?
I'd say so. I mean, I came here straight from the airport.
Yeah.
And I'm wildly hungover, but I wanted to do the show.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah.
I tried to dress up for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you know the names of everyone you've slept with?
I think so.
You almost just said, of course, and then retracted.
Yeah, well, it's been a lot of years. I had a good run, and I do a lot of boozing. But I think so. I mean, I think I know my cousins' names.
No!
All right. I'm from Louisiana, so we get down over there with the family tree.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Would you ever hook up with a fan if you were single?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah?
Yeah, it's one of the guy perks.
When you were single, where would you meet people?
Well,
like dating apps, in person?
I did the dating apps, but I was also, you know, banging before the apps, so you'd have to go up to a girl at a bar, and that was scary.
Yeah?
But I did it all the time, and I'd say 1 out of 50 worked.
What would you do when you would get rejected?
That was the norm, so it wasn't that weird. I just go out, and I go back to my friends.
Yeah.
But when it worked out, boy, what a feeling.
Did you have any pickup lines that you feel worked?
Yeah, well, I used one earlier, boy, if I wasn't gay.
Yeah.
Which always did pretty well because it got a laugh. Or they go, oh, you're gay. So then they let their guard down. And then I could charm a little. And then they were like, that's too bad you're gay. And I was like, well, maybe I'll try. Vagina. I've seen it in movies and heard about it. And I've never tasted it. So that was always a big one for me. Also, again, with the tall thing, I just
that
go.
That is another red flag.
Oh,
every time you
sorry.
Burp, you get a red flag.
All right, that's two. Let's see how many we can get. But I'd also go.
This isn't a competition.
Oh, okay. I think you got a fart just to even it out.
Oh, I can't fart on the spot.
Okay.
But if I do, I'll let you know.
Please. I'd like to hear it.
You would never hear it in these seats, but you'd smell it.
Butthole's that loose, huh?
Ew! Gross. I can't stand the way farts smell. Some people really like the smell of their own farts,
yeah.
though. Is that you?
Well, I was really letting them rip on that Alaska flight today.
Damn.
And sometimes you get that waft. You're just wallowing in your own fecal scent.
Okay.
All right. It's like a gas chamber. No offense to Dove.
What is the largest age gap you feel would be acceptable in dating?
Well, it's interesting you say that because I feel like it's different for guys and gals. Like Mick Jagger, same age as Joe Biden, just got a girl pregnant, and I think he's 80 something and she's 48.
Yeah.
So that's quite a gap. And then you got your guy like Leonardo DiCaprio is what, 50, and he's banging a couple 19-year-olds.
Yeah. But isn't it like they never get past 20?
25.
25.
Yeah. Once they can get a rental car, he's out.
Yeah.
But
see, I just burped.
You did?
I did.
Hey, I missed it.
Ew. You're contagious. Don't clap, Nadav.
I lost my virginity to a 55-year-old when I was 16.
Did you?
Yeah, I think she was a prostitute, but she didn't charge me.
Where were you?
Bourbon Street. Ramada Hotel, room 239.
How in the world did you meet this person?
She was on a balcony flashing, as you do in New Orleans, you know, Mardi Gras or New Year's.
Did she have nice tits?
They were kind of like the old ski slope banana.
Oh.
You know, the...
Yeah.
But, you know, she kind of looked like Jennifer Aniston after a fist fight, so I was into it. She'd seen a few winters. And, she invited me up, and the rest is history.
Okay.
It was Y2K, so there was a buzz in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think I'm way older than you.
I don't think you are.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
You said
well.
mid-30s.
Yeah.
How old do I look?
Oh, geez. Well, black don't crack.
Oh, come
Let's
on.
Let's see. I don't know, 28?
Thank you.
All right.
I turn 36 next month.
Whoa!
Yay!
How old are the implants?
They're real.
What? Jeez. What are we doing here?
Yeah. I grew those myself.
Holy hell.
How do you feel about open relationships?
I mean, now in theory, they sound amazing, but it doesn't seem like they work. And I've noticed anytime someone gets into one, mm-hmm. the relationship tends to fizzle out.
It does.
It's great in theory, but it's good on paper. But people have emotions and insecurities and... It never ends well.
Yeah. How do you feel about threesomes?
Well, with the wife, it might be weird.
Did you ever have one before you were married?
A couple, yeah.
A couple?
Sure.
What?
Had a couple devil's threesomes with some buddies in college, men.
Wow.
And then we didn't touch each other, but there was a high five.
I was going to say, you might be kind of gay.
No, we kept our distance. We did an Eiffel Tower at one point.
Okay. But, how do you gauge when it's time for a first kiss?
I think you can feel it. There's a vibe. That's the cool thing about men and women, and I can't speak for the gays, but I feel like men and women, we have there's pheromones, there's energy, there's
chemistry.
Chemistry, that's the word, and you can really just get a vibe. And sometimes you go too early, sometimes you miss your shot, but when you nail it, it's a great feeling.
Yeah, what is your move when you like how do you move in for a first kiss?
Well, sometimes it's too far away. You remember those days where the lips were like way over there, but you're getting the energy and you're like, and it's too much. So you got to work your way in casually somehow. Like, oh, your drink's about to fall off the table. And then boom, you know.
I've always found that the most awkward place to have a first kiss is in the car.
Yeah, I can see that.
How do you lean over?
Yeah.
Like, as someone's leaving, and then they're always kind of wondering, that, like, the girl's like,
Right.
Like, are we going to kiss?
It is tough. Like, the console's right there.
It's weird.
The seatbelt. Also, with the Uber driver, he's in the front seat. So that makes it tough.
Do you remember your first kiss?
Oh, geez. I don't know if I do. I'm embarrassed. I think it was at a sock hop. When I was about like 14, 13, 14.
Yeah.
Just went in for it during a slow dance. All for one. I'll make love to you like you want me to. And I had a huge boner.
I bet.
I was pushing right up against her little Daisy Dukes there.
So she knew.
Oh, yeah. Do girls like that when you can feel the boner?
It depends on if I like the guy.
Yeah, you don't want it to be like a camp counselor.
You know what I mean? Someone stands up behind you and they're like, this is not a gun.
Like, yeah, but it's about to shoot.
Yeah. Let's say that you're on a date with someone.
Yeah.
And they drink too much alcohol.
Okay.
And they're a bad drunk.
That's tough.
What do you do?
I think you got to get them out of there. You got to get them home and put them to bed. And the beauty of it is sometimes they don't remember anything, so you can make a bunch of stuff up. Like, man, you shoot out the waiter, you called a Mexican guy a slur, you stole my money, and they're like, oh my God, they really owe you one.
Yeah.
That's a good move.
Would you keep dating them?
Only if they were like, I gotta change, I gotta work on that, it won't happen again.
Yeah.
But if they do it every time, and now we got a problem.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. Because everybody's allowed a couple fuck-ups. You know, we're all human.
Yeah.
And I've been too drunk. I've blacked out. And I was a bedwetter. So I peed on a lot of ladies like R. Kelly.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's some people's fetish.
That's true. That's true. Not these gals.
Some people really like it.
Speaking of flowers, I did a lot of flower buying after the old mattress stain.
I bet.
It's the least you can do. And I would wash the sheets.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, but it's embarrassing. And then you try to blame it on them when you wake up because you're both in this pool of urine. So you're like, oh, what'd you do?
Yeah.
You know? But their pants aren't wet. So it never really worked.
Well, I know you said you get jealous kind of easily. So what do you do if you're at a bar and someone's hitting on your girlfriend?
I stay back and I watch to see how she handles it.
Smart.
I don't step in because if she goes for the guy, then I'm like, all right, well, this isn't going to work out anyway.
Right.
And if she pushes him away, I'm like, all right, she's a keeper.
Huh. That's pretty good.
Uh-huh. No reason to blow up and you know, start swinging.
Yeah.
Because she might like him better anyway.
How far into dating someone that you really like do you feel it's an appropriate time to introduce them to your parents?
Oh. That is tough. Just because my parents are weird and they're tough nuts to crack.
What do you mean?
Well, they don't give you a lot. They're great people. They're great parents. I had a good upbringing, but they're tough to get a reaction from. Mm. Like, you're a good laugher. The booth is fun. I don't think they laughed at me till I was, you know, 38.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Especially with all the comedy I was doing.
And they just didn't think you were very funny?
Yeah, I just don't think it registered. I don't think they're comedy people.
Yeah. I can relate to that. My mom doesn't think I'm very funny at all.
Oh, really?
She won't even. She came to one of my comedy shows and she was like, "That's you did that all wrong."
Wow.
And I was like, "Oh, what was I supposed to do?" And she was like, "Well, you should talk about your childhood and talk about like the funny things that happened when you were 9 years old." And I was like, "You are a horrible manager." Like, that's not what is ever going to happen.
Yeah. Nobody likes childhood stories.
No one.
Come on.
No one likes them.
So I started spotting. You know, that's not fun.
No one cares.
No one cares.
No one fucking cares.
Give me something. Tell me about Lizzo. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, I want to hear more about that banana.
Yeah.
What is your relationship like with your wife's family?
They're cool. They're very normal. She's a Beantown, Boston gal, a Massachusetts. And they're like normal, suburban family. Dad, mom, dog, cat, cute house, safe neighborhood. Whereas I have this weirdo family, so it's fun to see. I like her family.
Yeah.
When she met mine, I was nervous. But there is that great moment where she meets yours and she's like, "Oh man, they're tough." And I'm like, "Yeah, welcome to my world." It's fun bringing a normal person to meet your family and they get to see what you went through for 19 years.
Yeah. Do you ever want kids?
I think I would like a couple of rugrats. Give me a few more years, maybe, to just be a complete piece of shit. But I think I would like some kids to ruin.
Yeah.
Because we're going to ruin them.
Of course.
You know.
What else do you do with kids?
It's inevitable. Everybody thinks, I'll be a good parent. But everybody out there is fucked up here. Have you ever met one person like, "Hey, I'm perfectly adjusted"? No, never. Not once in history. Everybody's on Zoloft or Prozac or Adderall or Ritalin.
Yeah.
We're
same
all fucked.
Thing.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Do you think you have any red flags?
Sure. I'm distant. I can't show emotion. I'm robotic, maybe autistic, impotent, homophobe. No. but yeah, I think I'd throw myself into work. I think I bottle things up and then I blow up later. I think I drink too much. Yeah, I can't.
Cheers to that.
Hey, all right.
Yeah,
mazel tov.
Yeah. What do you think is the key to a good relationship?
I'll tell you, this is not going to be funny, but I think it's meeting each other halfway. Like, let's say me and you are really fucking, and you're having a bad day, and I'm having a good day.
Yeah.
And I'm watching TV, I got a meal going, I'm drinking a beer, the sun is shining, and then you had a bad day at work, or you got into a car accident. I'm at 100%, you're at 10. So let me give you 60 of mine or 50 of mine. Now you're at 70.
Yeah.
And then I would hope you would do the same when I'm having a bad day.
Yeah.
So you gotta help each other, lift each other up. Use some of your percentage that you can get rid of and give it to you and vice versa.
Yeah.
Even
I think
each
that's
other
great.
Out.
I love that.
All right.
Support.
Yeah. And you got to fake it sometimes. You know, we all want this perfect relationship. This is why no one's getting along, because no one wants to settle a little bit. Like, if you have some big news and I don't really give a shit, I still got to pretend that I give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
And same with vice versa.
Yeah. That's great.
Hey, all right.
Bravo.
Thank you.
That makes up for one of the burping red flags.
Oh, damn. All right. I'm trying to get more burps going.
Oh. Well, I guess we'll just move on to our dessert question.
Oh.
Time flies when you're having fun. What is. Don't look.
Oh, sorry.
What are you doing? You can't look over there. That's
oh,
my
I just
screen.
I just saw the clock. I didn't see anything else. And I saw a red flag. But that we already knew that was a thing.
I love my little cheat screen over there.
Oh, yeah.
They love me. They help me.
That's what I call Pornhub. A cheat screen.
I think that was my favorite one so far.
Hey, all right. I'll take it.
What is the best like birthday gift or thing that you've ever done for someone else?
Well, I thought I had a couple of good ones in the bag, but they weren't great because, you know, sometimes people give you a gift and you realize this is for you more than it's for me.
Right.
But one day was her birthday and I planned a dinner on the sidewalk in New York City and I hired a French waiter. It was an actor. I hired a waiter or an actor to be
red
a French
flag.
Waiter. And we had dinner on the street in New York, and people were walking by, and we had a big table with a tablecloth, a candle, flowers, and I got all our favorite foods. And me and my wife have a million inside jokes. So I told the waiter, because he was an actor, great comic actor, and he was saying all the inside jokes to her as he was delivering all the courses, and it killed, and she was so touched. She was moved. It was a great night.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's all about the thought. You know, you got to do the, you can get a girl a diamond ring or a, you know, gold dildo or whatever, but it really comes down to the little things that bring you guys together, I think, more than some kind of material thing.
Yeah. I love that.
All right.
There you go. Bravo.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. That was the first night we did anal.
Well.
That's how you know it was a good birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, those sheets were ruined.
I bet. You had to wash sheets again.
Well, who said we washed them?
Where can people go to watch your tour? Do you have tickets? Sales?
Yeah. Tons of tickets to sell. Big theater tour. MarkNormanComedy.com. One word. You don't say. Coming to your town, folks. And to watch Soup to Nuts on Netflix.
And where can people find you on social?
Social, Instagram, Twitter, Grindr, you name it. What's the other one? TikTok. That's another one. Yeah, I'm all over there. Mark Norman's just my name. And check it out. Say hello and praise Allah.
Well, you had a few red flags, though. I can't think of any other than your obnoxious burping.
Oh, that's pretty good for me.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I'm impressed.
I mean, I really enjoyed your company. I'd love to have you back for a second date.
I would love to come back. Hey, that's all. A second date's a win. I'll take it. Thank you.
Perfect. Well, thank you for coming on my show.
Appreciate it, Leslie. I'm joking. I'm just kidding.
See if I wear a dress like this for you next time.
Wow, it's not helping the memory.
Guys, thank you so much for watching another fun episode of First Date. We'll see you next time.
First date, baby.
Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner?
First date, I can't wait.
You told your mom about me?
Just say you're ready.
Delete my number.